Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sarda Energy & Minerals Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that the conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda, Joint Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Akshay, and good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to each one of you to this call. First of all, I would like to wish a happy festive season ahead. I would like to state that some of the statements made in this call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this has been included in the investor presentation. During the quarter under review globally, the economies continued to face macro headwinds on account of high inflation, high interest rates, war between Russia and Ukraine, and imposed sanctions affecting commodity prices, including steel. In India, domestic steel demand continued to grow and was up around 10% on YOY basis, but steel spot prices moderated in line with global cues. Raw material and fuel prices also moderated further. As such, margins remained stable and downward biased. Central banks continued to adopt tighter monetary policies to rein in inflation, resulting into liquidity tightening, demand compression, and high interest rates. The output from manufacturing facilities was lower due to seasonal impact and scheduled maintenance shutdowns. During the quarter, the pellet plant was under scheduled maintenance shutdown for 24 days for refractory lining, pre-lining. One of the sponge iron kilns also was also under shutdown for relining. However, it will not affect annual targeted production. In Q2 FY24, we exported 25,454 metric tons of ferroalloys, valued at about 189 crores, against 29,358 metric tons in Q1 FY24, valued at 242 crores, and 16,740 metric tons in Q2 FY23, valued at rupees 175 crores. The total generation of our hydro projects during 6 months was 360 million units against 390 million units during H1 FY23. The lower generation could be attributed to rainfall in eastern sector of the country, particularly in catchment areas of our projects being below average. In Jashpur district of Chhattisgarh, where we have 24 megawatt hydropower plant, the rainfall was 38% below average. In Sikkim, deficit compared to previous year was around 10%. Mines and minerals. Coal mine and joint venture is restarted in this quarter under review after acquisition of additional land. During the quarter, the mine produced 87,000 metric tons. The production will be ramped up in the ensuing quarters. We have applied for increase in the coal mining capacity of Darepalma 4x7 coal mine from 1.44 million tons to 1.68 million tons and expect to receive permission during the current year. In view of increased in-house coal requirement post-proposed acquisition of SKS Power, we are seeking approvals to increase the coal mining capacity of Darepalma 4x7 coal mine to 5.2 million tons in phases. The capacity of the coal washery is also proposed to be increased suitably to meet our requirements. Process of forest clearance is going on for Shahpur West coal mine in Madhya Pradesh. We expect to commence commercial production before the stipulated period of 10 months from allotment. Soon we shall enter into an agreement with SECL for mining of high-grade coal from Kalyani coal mine on revenue sharing basis. We have to restart mining within 18 months after obtaining all required approvals, etc. This was the first mine under revenue sharing model. Surjagarh iron ore mine. We expect to get letter of intent for composite license for the mine soon. Thereafter, prospecting work will be started. Hydropower projects under construction. Construction work at 25 megawatt Rehar Hydro Power Project is progressing ahead of schedule and is expected to be operational well before scheduled completion by end of FY24-25. Acquisition. It may be recalled that SEML had bid for SKS Power through the NCLT route. NCLT had remitted back to COC the resolution plan of our company for SKS Power for reconsideration of all plans. On our appeal, NCLAT has stayed the order of NCLT and listed for final disposal on 24th November 2023. SKS is having an operational thermal power plant of 600 megawatt capacity near our coal mine in Raigarh, Chhattisgarh. And this acquisition will bring operational synergy with our own coal mine. Presently, NTPC is running the plant under O&M contract. We are taking steps to increase mining capacity of the coal mine to meet future coal requirements. The acquisition will be funded through a judicious mix of debt and equity. Equity fund requirement will be met mostly from surplus funds and internal accruals. Financial performance. The company has achieved quarterly consolidated revenue of rupees 1,001 crore during Q2 FY24 against 1,052 crores reported in last quarter and rupees 967 crores in corresponding quarter of previous year. The company has reported operating EBITDA of rupees 240 crores during the quarter against rupees 207 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 281 crores in Q2 FY23. The company's profit after tax consolidated stood at rupees 141 crores as against rupees 171 crores in previous quarter and rupees 181 crores in Q2 FY23. Fall in the selling price and shutdown of pellet plant resulted in fall in revenue and profitability. Debt. The company is net debt free at consolidated level. The working capital utilization at consolidated level is nil. At the consolidated level, gross long-term debt stood at rupees 1150 crores. Loans repayable within next 1 year is rupees 182 crores. Ongoing capexes, including our coal mine and hydropower project, have been financed from internal accruals. The company is not exposed materially to the currency rate fluctuation. Foreign currency exposure is majorly covered by natural hedge by import and export. I now hand over to Shri Manish Sarda ji, who will brief about steel and ferroalloy industry scenario and outlook. Over to Manish.
Thanks, Pankaj. During the quarter, India recorded 1.5% growth quarter on quarter and 18% growth year on year in crude steel production. During 9 months ended September 23, India recorded 12% growth in crude steel production against flat global production. China recorded less than 2% growth. India recorded growth in steel production despite fall of 24% in steel exports from 1.8 million tons to 1.37 million tons year on year and jump in imports by 19% from 1.54 million tons to 1.83 million tons. This has been possible due to robust domestic demand. The apparent consumption has gone up from 28.3 million metric tons to 32.8 million metric tons, registering a growth of 16%. Energy and logistic prices softened during the quarter. The finished goods prices also softened, resulting in compression of margins. Ferroalloy prices have also corrected during the quarter. Outlook. Global steel production and consumption is flat due to high inflation, high interest rate and war situation. The Indian economy remains stable against the pressure of the high interest rate environment. India's steel production and consumption has recorded healthy growth and is expected to continue its high growth momentum. Growth in steel sector is driven by government spending on infrastructure and recovery and private investment. Infrastructure investment will also support the capital goods sector after growth of 9.3% in 2022. Steel demand is expected to show healthy growth of 8.6% in 2023. Seasonally, third quarter is good from demand perspective. Input cost of steel making, including iron ore, coke, coal and energy, may remain range-bound with upward bias. To check import of substandard steel, government approval has been made mandatory to import non-BIS approved steel. This will reduce import of steel in the country and will help in price maintenance. Ferroalloys prices have softened due to poor export demand. Power demand growth is outpacing the supply, which is reflected in increasing price trend in energy exchanges. In Sada Metals, we are selling part of power to take advantage of the market conditions. China is issuing 1 trillion yuan, roughly $137 billion of sovereign bonds for fiscal stimulus to the economy. After the treasury bond funds are put into use, it will help drive domestic demand and further consolidate the recovery of the economy. This will push demand of steel and push the prices also up. That's all about the performance and outlook. Now we leave the forum open for questions from participants.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Rathi from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, like you mentioned in your opening remark that by the end of the year, we'll be able to reach a production requirement of steel billets and wire rods. So do you still hold it true?
Can you please repeat that question? Please.
Yes.
Like you mentioned in your opening remark that by the end of the year we'll be able to reach a production requirement of billets and wire rods. But like we can see, in the first half of the year, the production has not been really up to the mark. So do we still
we'll be able to achieve.
And sir, what is our target?
The target for pelletization, because there was a shutdown in pellet plant, the target of pellet plant was 8 lakh tons.
Okay. And what about billets and wire rod?
The billets and wire rods...
Billets, it is 2,25,000 approximately. We will be achieving production of about 2.25 lakh tons. What we achieved in the previous year, same level, 2,25,000, 2,30,000 in the range. And for wire rod, it will be in the range of 2 lakh tons.
In the range of 2 lakh tons?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, any timeline for SKS transaction to consummate?
No, as already stated in our opening remark, the hearing for the, in the NCLT is on 24th November for final disposal.
Okay. Sir, any outlook or margin guidance or expectations for ferroalloys?
Manish Bhaiya?
Chen sir, would you like to take that or should I take it?
No, sir, please aap lijiye margin outlook on the ferroalloys.
Yeah. So, forward-looking statement would be that going forward, we don't expect too much of price increases in the ferroalloys market for the next 3 months, and the margins will remain range-bound at the moment.
Okay, okay. And sir, my last question, sir, we've already taken seeking approval for the coal mining enhancement to 1.68 million ton per annum. And sir, as per your guidance towards moving towards 5.2 million ton per annum, sir, any timeline or any of the phases which is planned yet?
So, for 1.68 million ton, as we said, we'll do it in this current year. We'll get all the approvals by this year. And for the 5.2 million ton, we'll take one more year to get, because all the clearances, all the environment clearances will be done post 1.68 million ton. So, another 1 year for that. By end of...
By 25, we should be there. at 5.2 million ton per annum.
Correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand our current realizations vis-a-vis 2Q average. How much percentage it is up or at the same level, if you could give us some insight into it?
We have been slightly on lower side as compared to the Q2 in some products. In case of iron ore pellets, it is slightly on higher side. Our Q2 realization was in the range of 9,000 and the present realizations are in the range of 9,500 plus. In between, the prices had moved up to 10,000 plus also. And in case of billets and wire rod, more or less these are in the range what we have achieved in the second quarter.
Understood, sir. But as against this, our coal as well as iron ore prices would have been on a higher side. So another quarter of some margin pressure which we can experience, is that the right assumption?
No, we have our own coal, so that pressure we won't feel. And in case of iron ore, as stated, the prices of the pellet is little on higher side as compared to the second quarter.
Understood. But we buy coal for sponge from the import market, right? So that, at least that much would have been on a costing side. Higher, on a blend, we would be on a lower side. Okay, very well. The second question pertains to assuming that all of our expansion plans for the coal mine goes through in a timely fashion, then what is the peak coal capacity which we would have and what would be our peak requirement including SKS power?
No, so so last year our peak capacity was 1.2 million ton. That was the permission granted to us and we achieved that. This year we have got permission of 20% higher, 1.44 million tons. We'll achieve that. And we are trying our best so that if we can get 1.68 million ton by January, we can achieve 1.68 million ton as well. So that is the peak capacity regarding the peak capacity of our Gare-Palma 4x7 coal block. Regarding SKS power, we might require another additional 4 to 4.5 million ton, so which we'll be able to achieve if we increase our capacity. Apart from that, a lot of PPAs are there, which is going to the grid, and they have a PPA with Rajasthan government, others, from for which the coal they are getting at a very, very substantial price. From the linkages.
So what kind of linkages they would have right now in terms of total requirement of 600 megawatt or 4 million ton?
They might have linkages for around 210-230 megawatt.
Understood. And equivalent coal would be backed by the
SSS. And it is at a very cheap price because the Shakti linkage offers the IPPs for a very cheap coal rate than the normal market rates.
But till what year, sir? Because coal linkages also gets expired after a certain time period.
Right.
So
till the PPA is there, we'll get the linkage. And once the PPA is expired, then we have to go for new PPAs.
Understood, sir. Sir, my third question is, I just wanted to understand what was the bone of contention or at which point basically Torrent has tried to, you know, derail this process? And if any precedent is there in terms of similar kind of event happening and any outcome in the last similar kind of incident, if you could highlight?
This was the matter NCLT had, although it was against the Supreme Court settled precedents, where it is well settled proposition that the commercial wisdom of COC will be final commercial decision. And in this case, NCLT had gone into some certain details without much of the clarifications. And there was, we strongly feel that there was no strong ground to sustain. And that's why we have been able to get a stay on that.
Understood, sir. So they just wanted to understand the point which Torrent Pharma had raised to, you know, objecting the objection of Torrent Pharma on which ground basically.
Torrent Pharma was of the view that their bid was on higher side than our bid.
Understood, understood. And we are reasonably sure since there is a Supreme Court precedent regarding similar matters, we would be able to triumph in this case.
Yeah, yeah, we are quite confident on that.
Understood, sir. And just one last question, if I may ask. Just wanted to understand our debt repayment strategy, since we are still making, our cash generation would be good, but we are also buying Torrent Pharma. So how should we look at the debt, peak debt levels, and from there, which level it will start coming down, if you could give us some insight?
No, because you see, if we, as we go for this acquisition, a part of debt will be made from our internal accruals, that much surplus is already available into our system. And borrowing from this level will go up from the present level for acquisition. And that will be the point from where post-acquisition, that will start going down gradually.
So any kind of run rate which you could share with us that once the acquisition would come down or even X of acquisition, this much of debt we would be able to pay on an annual basis?
As of now, so we are practically net debt-free company. So whatever repayment is required, that will be for acquisition funding, and that will also spread over not less than over a period of 10 years.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's all from my side, and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vivek Jain from Chanakya Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir, for taking my question. Sir, can you write how much we are spending on maintenance capex for a year?
Maintenance capex is within the range of 100 crores.
Annually?
Annually.
Okay. And sir, can you also write us on contribution that we will be getting per kilowatt from SKS plant?
It will be too early to give on that because a large quantity is untied in case of SKS. So we have long-term PPA only for 125 megawatts approximately. And we have some medium-term PPA of 3 to 5 years and remaining is untied up. So a large will depend on the power market conditions. If, as what we have seen the last one and a half years, the power prices on the energy exchanges are going up. If the trend continues, it will give a very good EBITDA return on the asset.
So, sir, can we assume it at around 2.25?
As I told, giving any EBITDA guidance at the present level, man, we don't have any long-term tie-up for the power project, but looking to the scenario as stated in our initial address also, the power prices have been going up, and in recent past also, you have seen the prices on the energy exchanges have gone up because of a continuous increasing demand in the country. And you must also have seen in last 3 years, there has not been much investment, particularly in the thermal power sector. And most of the investment has gone into solar power, where also the average PLF is very, very low.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much. This is last question. Can you just tell us current capacity utilization of hydro plant?
Presently, these are operating somewhere in the range of slightly below 50% as of today.
Sure. Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, my first question is regarding your realization part, sir. Sir, pellet realization, if I see compared to...
Sorry for the interruption, Rakesh sir. Your voice is not audible. Can you speak loudly?
Hello. Hello. Yes, okay?
Yes, yes. Please go ahead.
My first question is regarding your realization part. If you see quarter and quarter, last quarter pellet realization is nearby 9,157 compared to this quarter is 8,925, sir. Why it's come down? Because iron ore prices already increased, sir. Any reason behind this, sir?
No, these are market and iron ore prices had gone down in between. So
okay.
Price realization depends on the prices prevailing during the whole quarter, and some spillover is also always there. Because of the pipeline of the orders.
Okay.
So in between the iron ore prices had gone down.
Okay, so can we see ki in Q3 the realization will increase because of prices now is nearby more than $112? Can we see?
Yes, average realization should move up from this level definitely. This is what we feel.
Sir, any guidelines for full year? How much the realization for full year in pellet part?
Very difficult to give in the prevailing scenario, but we foresee the realization should be move up slightly from here, from this level.
Sir, regarding one question, because this quarter your pellet plant is closed more nearby 1 month.
Yeah.
24 days. Sir, every year this same quarter or same month happen, this, they are shut down for 24 days or 1 month?
No, no, it is not like that. It was shut down for refractory relining. And refractory relining in a particular part happens generally over in a 5 to 6 years.
Okay.
Hello. So it may happen over a period of 2 to 3 years we take for one part refractory lining. So there is no particular month or particular year it's fixed where that shutdown takes place.
Okay.
For basically replacement of refractory lining.
Okay. So if normal shutdown happen or this happen, so how much is our revenue impacted for this one, shutdown?
As we stated, over a period of a whole year, we will achieve whatever is projected production of more than 8 lakh tons.
Okay, sir. Understood. Sir, yeah. Sir, regarding, sir, if I see your ferroalloy realization quarter-quarter is decreased from 83 to 81,000 rupees.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes. So, sir, just now you have mentioned that this realization will be continue for next 3 months, 81,000 rupees?
Present price, I think it's not 81,000. It might be little lesser than that.
Because
silico
ferro manganese is 51,000. Pardon? No. Ferro manganese is 67,000 around, and silico manganese is around 70,000.
Huh? Because the you have mentioned both in one slide is nearby for all I one. So, sir, one thing to try to understand, sir, this will continue because you say that domestic demand is very bullish, okay, very high. Still, they are getting less realization.
So let me clarify here. When we say that the domestic demand is very good, it primarily means that the domestic demand of steel is very good.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when we say that domestic demand of steel is good, we always think that the raw material being ferroalloys will also be good in terms of demand. But pricing is not necessarily going to be high in terms of the demand. It's not necessary that if the demand is high, the pricing will also remain high. Okay, so we personally believe, it's very difficult to predict, but we personally believe that the prices for the next 3 months would remain stable, more or less stable.
Okay.
Because we are expecting that the war, you know, in the Middle East, we have seen that the war is happening right now. We are also seeing that the war between Russia and Ukraine is also not stopping. So the overall demand for export markets will not be that high because of these disturbances in these regions.
Okay.
So we don't expect that at the end of the day, the export market prices also govern the domestic market prices. When the export demand is high, then the domestic market also goes up.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the war situation, we don't see too much of an upswing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, for this one, sir, for all, like, if you see the EBIT margins come down nearby 100 bps on more than 150 bps quarter quarter, so is this related to realization or anything else?
These are more on the realization side.
Okay. Okay, right, right. Sir, one thing is important, sir. Your margin is, sir, this quarter, gross margin, if you check, your gross margin is getting near about 41% compared to last quarter, 36%, sir. So this margin will improve here onward because some coke or USA, this margin will sustain, sir, for 41%, sir.
Like which margin you are talking about?
Gross margin, sir.
EBITDA margin?
Gross margin, sir, gross margin.
Gross margin, what happens, we have a diversified product mix. In case of hydropower project, the gross margin is on much higher side, and in case of other products, it is on lower side. So the gross margin, if you see, that also depends on the product mix of our revenue.
Okay. Agree. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for my side, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Darshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So, thank you for taking my questions. I understood that you don't give guidance per se, but I just wanted to you for the next just 2-3 years, what do you see, you know, revenue and some idea on margins, on ballpark view will be fine.
So far as revenue side is concerned, as already we clarified, we have a few of the projects in pipeline. One is our increase in the capacity of coal mine, starting of the Shahpur coal mine. Then major jump will be from SKS acquisition. That there we will be having revenue of more than 2000 crores a year. So that will be the major jumping event in our revenue side. And 25 megawatt power plant will also start in the next financial year. All these factors will somewhere bring into the revenue jump. So revenue should definitely jump maybe twice in the next 2-3 years to the double the levels. These are the ballpark figures. It's very difficult to basically give the guidance looking to the volatility into the metal sector and all those things. But whatever frozen plans are there, what we foresee is this the level.
Okay. Okay, and margins, do you see them like sustain at this level?
Margin is a matter of play of the market conditions. Giving any outlook or guidance on the margins will be not advisable on our part.
Okay, but let's say that if everything plays out in our favor, then we can say that previously some 24-25% of margin we can touch.
Should be.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aditya Rathi from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, continuing my earlier question, as we have expanded our steel billets capacity to 3 lakh metric ton and wire rod capacity to 250,000 metric ton, is there any specific reason to why our production target is short of 20-25% of what our capacity is?
These are permitted capacities which we take on the higher side so that we are not constrained for the permission. So as to produce what we have faced in case of pellet plant in the past and even in case of wire rod plant. Whatever permitted capacity we have taken is on the higher side, and actual output depends on many variables. Sometimes it happens ki we get better avenue in other segments, and then we cut down our captive power supply to the steel plant. That also has a bearing on the production. If we are getting better realization in some other plant, because we have a capacity constraint in case of captive power plant also, we have a limited capacity, we are operating in full capacity. So there are multiple factors. Then a type of raw material what we use, that also decides the output. To what extent we are using percentage of the scrap into the overall raw material mix. So 3 lakh is the optimum capacity which we can get based on the optimum or best raw material mix. But actual raw material mix also depends on many other factors, including commercial considerations. So that decides the actual output. That is the case. If we optimally run the plant based on the best raw material mix, we can achieve the 100% capacity. And the wire rod capacity depends upon the output of the billet plant. Because we are having the hot charging facility, so whatever we are producing, about 80-85% of that is converted into the wire rod.
Okay. Sir, so is there any production target for next financial year also?
Next financial year, there will be some improvement from this level, but there won't be any material change in the output.
Okay.
Unless there is some capacity expansion, there will be some improvement depending upon the improvement in the availability of power, and all those factors will definitely, whatever improvement plans we carry out, that will bring in some improvement in the capacity utilization, but it won't materially change. And we don't foresee achieving the 3 lakh tons of the billet production in the present raw material mix scenario.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it. And sir, is there any further expansion plan for pellets?
So for pellets, Aditya, what we are doing is we are trying to increase our capacity from 8 lakh tons to 9 lakh tons. I mean, our team is very confident that we can make more. So
Sir, could you please give the timeline for this expansion, if you have it in mind?
maybe in another 6 months we should be able to get it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much,
Without any CapEx. So by reducing the bottlenecks and operational efficiency, we should be able to increase it to 9 lakh tons.
Okay.
Our existing
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving me the opportunity again. Sir, just wanted to understand the CapEx, our pending CapEx, for this year, next year, including that of Gare Palma, Shahpur coal block and the associated washery.
If you consider for the current year, we may not be required to spend more than 150 crores or 200 crores on the given scenario. And for next year, it will depend how fast we get the approvals for increasing the capacity. Gare Palma, because it will take some time to get the approvals. Next year, most of the time will go into the getting approvals, so there won't be material investment on the Gare Palma side. And Shahpur also, major part of the time will go into the getting approval. So annual CapEx, what we foresee, will be in the range of, say, 300 to 500 crores in the next financial year, excluding SKS acquisition.
Understood, sir. And sir, any thought process on Kalyani block, which also you have got? So any timelines which you would want to address there?
Presently, it will take time. At least for next 1 year, we don't foresee material investments, because most of the time, again, will go into getting approval.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you for answering the question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari from Nakoda Engineers. Please go ahead.
Sir, good evening. गुड इवनिंग सर, ये आपने जैसे बताया चाइना पैकेज 1 trillion yuan का, तो इज इट ऑलरेडी इन फोर्स?
हाँ, उन्होंने ऑलरेडी डिक्लेयर कर दिया चाइना गवर्नमेंट ने, दे ऑलरेडी डिक्लेयर 1 trillion का
जी, तो उससे अपना डिमांड वगैरह तो बढ़ेगा सर, मेनली फेरोअलॉय एंड ऑल दैट
बढ़ना चाहिए।
फेरोलॉयज का डिमांड टिपिकली चाइना से बहुत ज्यादा नहीं बढ़ता है इंडिया के लिए, बट नहीं फेरोलॉयज का नहीं बढ़ता, बट पैलेट का डेफिनेटली बढ़ता है।
बट अपने तो पैलेट जैसे इट इज लेस देन 1 million ton, तो चाइना का ये जो पैकेज है इससे अपने को कितना फायदा होने का चांसेस है?
See, overall what happens is when the stimulus is introduced, a lot of products start getting exported, especially pellets, जैसे वहाँ पे जाने लगता है तो डिमांड पैलेट्स की अच्छी आती है और प्राइसिंग बढ़ती है पैलेट की।
ओके ओके,
सो इट डायरेक्टली इम्पैक्ट्स आवर प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी एज वेल।
तो ये जो, हाँ सर ठीक है समझा। और ये जो लेकिन फेरोइलर की जो प्राइसेस अभी तो इतनी नीचे है सर, इसके दो दो तीन क्वार्टर पहले जब बात कर रहे थे तो सर 1 lakh के ऊपर थी। फेरोइलर की प्राइसेज इम्प्रूव हो उसके क्या, व्हाट कुड बी द बेसिक थिंग्स की जिसकी वजह से इम्प्रूव हो सकती है?
सर यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट सर देयर इज अ वॉर सिचुएशन व्हिच इज ऑन गोइंग इन रशिया एंड यूक्रेन।
यस सर,
व्हिच इज व्हिच अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल एंटिसिपेटेड दैट विल स्टॉप एट सम पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली इट इज स्टिल गोइंग ऑन।
यू मीन टू से इफ दैट स्टॉप्स मींस
देयर इज अ न्यू वॉर व्हिच हैज हैपेंड, बिकॉज ऑफ दैट वॉर द एंटायर यूरोपियन सिचुएशन हैज गॉन बैड। Then we have seen recently the war between Israel and Hamas. That has also, you know, what happens is that the Middle East and the South African MENA region, these areas also get impacted because of this war.
Okay.
Now, the growing centers for steel is Western, Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
And the Middle East and North African, African regions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the overall economic stability, overall economic growth also gets hampered because of the war.
Uh-huh.
This all has led to a lesser demand in export markets.
Because people
are not sure as to what will happen next. So uncertainty brings about a lackluster demand as well, in terms of economic growth, in terms of infrastructure development. Once the war stops in both these regions, you know, we'll see a lot of infrastructure rebuilding, and then again the demand will swing back.
तो ये लेकिन इसकी वजह से सर ये जो अभी डिमांड कम हुआ है वर्ल्ड ओवर, लेकिन अपने प्रोडक्शन वगैरह में या अपने को भी स्लो डाउन करके डिमांड कम करना पड़ा, ऐसा तो कुछ नहीं है? व्हाट एवर वी मैन्युफैक्चर वी आर सेलिंग इट।
यस, फॉर द टाइम बीइंग वी हैव नॉट स्टॉप्ड एनी ऑफ आवर प्रोडक्शन।
जी,
वी आर जस्ट प्लेइंग बिटवीन द रियलाइजेशंस ऑफ पावर वर्सेस फेरोलॉस प्रोडक्शन, बट वी हैव नॉट स्टॉप्ड एनी ऑफ आवर फर्नेसेस एक्सेप्ट फॉर मेंटेनेंस और व्हाटएवर इज रिक्वायर्ड। एंड वी आर गोइंग टू कंटिन्यू प्रोड्यूसिंग आवर फेरोलॉयज इन द नॉर्मल फैशन दैट वी आर, एंड वील बी सेलिंग इट बिकॉज डोमेस्टिक डिमांड इज कमिंग अप एंड वी आर सीइंग इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर ग्रोथ हैपनिंग इन इंडिया। सो वी आर श्योर दैट विद द इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर ग्रोथ दैट इज हैपनिंग अराउंड द कंट्री, our domestic markets will be able to
demand,
consume it. Maybe the pricing is up and down, that's a separate issue.
Yes. अच्छा सर, ये जो आपने SKS का जो बताया सर, by 24th of November Sarda Minerals would be the owner of SKS Power.
24th November को final hearing का उन्होंने दिया final disposal के लिए, I'm clear.
अच्छा, तो मतलब उसमें लेकिन मोर ऑन लेस इट इज फाइनल दैट सारडा इज दी गोइंग टू बी द फ्यूचर ओनर ऑफ द SKS।
नहीं, हो सकता वो NCLT को इंस्ट्रक्शन दें कि आप दोबारा इसको सुन करके इनके फेवर में ऑर्डर करो, वो भी हो सकता है। तो वापस NCLT में जाएगा तो हो सकता है वहां भी एक आध दो महीना लग जाए। ऐसा ऑर्डर देता है, नहीं रिबिडिंग नहीं होगा इसमें, तो वो केवल डिसाइड करके ये करेंगे। रिबिडिंग का नहीं, कहीं कभी इवन NCLT ने भी रिबिडिंग का नहीं बोला।
हाँ हाँ, मतलब इट कुड बी अ मैटर ऑफ टाइम, 2 महीना 3 महीना जैसे हो। हाँ,
क्योंकि कोर्ट का मामला है तो वी डोंट नो हाउ मच टाइम इट विल टेक, बट रीबिडिंग NCLT नहीं, रीबिडिंग नहीं है इसमें।
हाँ, सारडा इज द ओनर अल्टीमेटली।
कोर्ट
राइट ओपन हुआ है सर कि व्हाट प्राइस वी हैव गॉट दिस?
नहीं, प्राइस ओपन नहीं हुआ।
अच्छा अच्छा, ठीक है ठीक है, आई विल नॉट आस्क देन, क्योंकि अपने को वी मे हैव टू टेक लोन और इंटरनल एक्चुअल
नहीं इसमें लोन भी लेंगे, इंटरनल अक्रूअल भी रहेगा, लोन भी लेंगे, मिक्स रहेगा दोनों का।
जी जी जी। अच्छा सर एक मेरा रिक्वेस्ट था, अपना जो बीएससी पे रिजल्ट आप जो देते हैं सर,
हाँ जी,
वो स्टैंड अलोन का देते हैं, बट मोस्ट ऑफ द कंपनीज दे गिव कंसोलिडेटेड, तो इसमें
अपन भी देते हैं। नहीं नहीं अपन भी देते हैं, कंसोलिडेटेड भी आता है, पूरा जाता है रिजल्ट, सभी देते हैं कंसोलिडेटेड, तो कंपलसरी
है सर। वो अपन जो बीएससी के फर्स्ट पेज पे जो आता है ना सर रिजल्ट,
हाँ हाँ,
उसमें अपना ये आता है स्टैंड अलोन।
नहीं नहीं नहीं, अब वो तो वैसा रिजल्ट जो अपन पब्लिश करते हैं पूरे दोनों स्टैंड अलोन एंड कंसोलिडेटेड दोनों अपलोड होता है।
मैं क्या कहना चाह रहा हूँ सर, अपन दोनों देते हैं राइट, वो तो पूरा होता है, लेकिन क्या होता है सर बीएससी के ऊपर जो जैसे सारडा मिनरल का जो आया ना पेज, उसके ऊपर जो रिजल्ट दिखता है वो आता है स्टैंड अलोन का, उसमें जब एरो दबाते हैं तो फिर बाद में वो कंसोलिडेटेड डिटेल आती है।
ओके ओके।
तो नॉर्मली आदमी जो देखता है दूसरी कंपनियां जो है ना सर, वो कंसोलिडेटेड का देके रखता है, तो उसमें बहुत फर्क पड़ जाता है।
मैं वो कंपनी के ऊपर नहीं होता, तो स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के हाथ में रहता, फिर भी हम देखते हैं उसमें क्या किया जा सकता है, लुक इनटू।
हाँ वो आप काइंडली देखिएगा मेरे ख्याल से, क्योंकि ऐसा तो हो नहीं सकता सर कि किसी का स्टैंड अलोन किसी का कंसोलिडेटेड, और अगर ऐसा है तो वी कैन ऑल्सो आस्क बीएससी।
श्योर श्योर।
और सर अगर कोई क्वेश्चन पूछना हो तो ईमेल आईडी कौन सा होगा सर जिसके ऊपर कोई क्वेश्चन पूछ सकते हैं?
नहीं एक तो हमारा सीएस वाला तो है ही, cs@smlcompany.com, बाकी प्रेजेंटेशन में भी हमने दे रखा है, एन जोशी के नाम से है। हाँ वो पूरा प्रेजेंटेशन में आप यू कैन ऑलवेज कनेक्ट टू दैट आईडी।
हाँ ठीक है ठीक है,
एन जोशी, एन जोशी
जी जी सर, ठीक है सर, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच,
थैंक यू। As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you. We thank all the participants. The company continues to diversify its revenues. Revenue from power and mining will increase over period, decoupling it from cyclicality of metal industry. We are hopeful of approval of our resolution plan for SKS Power in the near term. That will be a major milestone in our growth journey. Please feel free to reach out to us or our IR team if you have any further questions. Looking forward to connect again in next con call. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Sharda Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.